Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Teresa Carroll is here, too. Teresa is someone that I've met before. I was in Connecticut a few months ago and met Teresa at an event and at a gathering, and I found out what she did, and I wanted her to share her thoughts and her experience with us. She is the co-owner and operator of a hotel, a boutique hotel called Homestead Inn, inside of which is an outstanding 16-star French restaurant, Thomas Hinkleman. And she is just an amazing lady and very smart, hardworking, and a true entrepreneur. And she's our new friend, Teresa Carroll. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's nice to be here.
16 stars. Not too many people get that, you know?
No, they don't.
And that's the story I'm sticking to. It is a four-star.
Thank you.
It is a true four-star restaurant, folks, which is a true four-star restaurant. Which is big doings. Teresa, let's talk about what caused you to get into this. There's a country song that's titled "I Know What I Was Feeling, But What Was I Thinking?" Do you ever have that idea in your head?
Yeah. Oh, at the beginning? Absolutely. I got into it because I have always had a passion for food, particularly French food.
Yep.
And I have a passion for business. I love the business side of things, but I love being creative.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tough to put together.
Well, you're right. And those two things are the reason you're successful, because you and I both know people who love food and they love people. And they think they want to start a restaurant off of that, but they don't necessarily love business. What you just said is, I not only love what my business does, I love how my business does it. And that's what you got to have, that combination, don't you?
That's right. That you absolutely do. You have to have two hats.
And you have to want to do both of them. So did you get into the hotel business and restaurant business at the same time?
We did, and actually, we wanted to go into the restaurant business. That was the aim. The hotel, because of the property we bought, was just a happy accident. But, boy, that was a learning curve, because I didn't know anything about running a hotel.
Right.
You know, hospitality is a whole different industry, and it was daunting. It was really daunting. I made more phone calls to people saying, where do I buy this? Where do you get sheets? Where do you get amenities? No, that was scary.
How many rooms does the hotel have?
We have 18.
That's a nice number. That's just about the most you'd want, and enough to where you can kind of have staff and as long as you can keep them full and have staff and not have to do everything yourself. My wife and I actually started and ran a bed and breakfast once in an antique home that we restored. We did that for about 3 or 4 years and got that out of our system, and we're good now. But we did not do the restaurant thing, even though I like to cook. But still, either one of those by themselves would have killed an ordinary person.
You have to have a lot of energy.
Yeah.
You have to have a lot of energy.
I can tell when I met you that you're not an ordinary person, and you're a force.
And so you
have to be that way, though, don't you? I mean, you have to almost be, like you don't have to sleep, right?
Well, you do have to sleep. The first 7 years we were there, though, I didn't have a day off.
Yeah.
And I was working 12 and 14-hour days.
Been there, done that.
It's essential. It was absolutely essential. It was exhausting, but you do get used to it after a couple of years.
How many months during that time did you not take a paycheck?
We always took a paycheck.
You always? Oh, good for you.
always took a paycheck. No, that was the way we set up the business, is that you have to go in and have enough capital that you know you can make it through 2 or 3 years.
Right.
To be able to get to a point, we had investors. Our investors needed paying back. I didn't want to work for no remuneration.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it worthwhile.
But you and I both know most people who go into most businesses, small businesses, but especially restaurants and hotels, they don't start out with enough capital. And being undercapitalized is why more of them fail, not because they don't have a good product. Would you agree with that?
I absolutely agree with that. That's a death knell. You think that you're going to start making profit in 2 months or 3 months, and that just doesn't happen.
When I had my consulting company, people would come to me and want to start a restaurant, and I knew they didn't know what they were doing. I could tell from talking to them they knew what they were doing.
Right.
And I would say to them, tell you what, tomorrow, bring me all the money you're going to have to start the restaurant, every penny that you can borrow, wherever you can get it, bring it all to me in a bag, and we're going to go in there when you come back tomorrow, we're going to go into my bathroom in there, we're going to flush it down the toilet.
That's right.
And they'd look at me like crazy, and I said, because that's going to be less painful than what you're going to go through in the next year and a half.
That's why having a business plan is so essential.
That's right.
Because you need to write down everything, and you never leave out the fellow that washes the windows, because they're going to need washing, and you're going to have to pay him.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that's always impressed me about people who run restaurants is the ability to manage their cash to down to the fry and the quarter hour of payroll. You almost got to do that, don't you?
Oh, you absolutely have to do it. You have
down to the egg and the salt shaker.
Yeah. No, you do. You have to. You have to. And you have to be on top of everything. You have to inventory everything either daily or weekly.
Yeah, and keep and you gotta be able to tell people, okay, it's slowed down tonight. I gotta let you go home, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And that's not easy to do because you know that people depend on their salary.
Wasn't they like your family by now too? Aren't they?
Well, now they are. Absolutely.
Hey, Teresa, I need your website because we gotta take a quick break. We come back. I want to talk some more about your restaurant. What's the website? Website, please.
The website's www.tomashenkelman.com.
All right.
Or you can go to www.homesteadinn.com.
Homesteadinn.com or thomashenkelman.com. Check those out. Teresa Carroll and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.